Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I never got to it yesterday. I want to get into, in this hour, how McDonald's is getting in on the global warming propaganda. What's happening with Leonardo DiCaprio's new global warming fear-mongering 11th hour. They claim global warming is going to cause more heart attacks. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops. I want to go over some new North American Union development, but first I want to take a whole passel of calls. We've been talking about Congressman Ron Paul. Just start it over, and then we'll come back, comment on, and go to calls. This is Brett Hume, who takes more time to ask the question, cuts into Ron Paul. Other people are interrupting him, not letting him finish his question. They cheated him on time. They lied. This is all hypothetical they're talking about. They don't make that clear. They imply the UN says they've got nukes and are about to use them, and the Iranians are attacking our troops. I mean, it's just all lies. Here it is.
Senator Arena, known to all here in Durham as the Wit. This round of questions is going to be based on a scenario which we think is quite plausible. That any of you as president might well end up facing, it concerns Iran. And these are the circumstances. Its nuclear program has continued to advance. UN weapons inspectors have now saying that it appears that that Iran is on the verge of being able to produce and may even be producing nuclear weapons. Iran has suspended its cooperation with the UN nuclear agency and asked the inspectors to leave the country. Cross-border incidents in Iraq involving elements of the Revolutionary Guards have continued to increase and are a continuing problem for U.S. forces there and for the Iraqis as well. The U.N. Security Council has imposed some economic sanctions on Iran, but has refused to authorize the use of force against that country. In addition, the threats by Iran's leader against Israel have become more pronounced and more extreme. What do you do? Congressman Paul.
Well, one thing I would remember very clearly is the president doesn't have the authority to go to war. He goes to the Congress.
So what do you do?
He goes to the Congress and finds out if there's any threat to our national security. And thinking back to the 1960s when I was in the Air Force for 5 years and there was a Cold War going on and the Soviets had 40,000 and we stood them down and we didn't have to have a nuclear confrontation, I would say that we should go very cautiously. We should back off. We should be talking to Iran right now. We shouldn't be looking for the opportunity to attack them. They are at the present time, with according to the AEIA, cooperating, and by the end of the year they're supposed to be willing to reveal all that they are doing. So instead of looking for this scenario where it is inevitable that we have to attack, I think we ought to be talking about how do you get along with some people that are deadly, like the Soviets and the Chinese and the many others. We don't have to resort to war every single time there's a confrontation. They are not a threat to Israel. Israel has 200 or 300 nuclear missiles, and they can take care of themselves. So you shouldn't assume that we have to jump in and go to war, and we certainly shouldn't do it without the consent of the Congress.
Brett Hume, I mean, just looking at him, look at Ron Paul, I mean, you can just see him shining light of goodness. I mean, don't you have discernment, people? You can tell he's good. You look at all the Fox News people, they're all like Emperor Palpatine or something. I mean, these guys have Hitler aura coming off of them. You just look at them, not to mention their fruits. They're a bunch of scum, and I'm just so sick of them posing as conservatives, giving conservatives a bad name. Just like there's real environmental problems, a list so long, it's getting longer by the minute, it's unending. Instead, we're just going to have a global push to have global taxes, nothing to do with all the environmental problems we've got. Nothing to do with it! I don't like all the frequency pollution. I don't like all the poison in the water, the dioxin, it's in the air, the mercury in the air, all these coal plants. They're going to do nothing. They're taking the restrictions off of them instead. But don't worry, there'll be a carbon tax, oh yes, that the plants want. No, God forbid we have more carbon dioxide. It's better for people. It creates more oxygen. Come back, take your calls, I promise. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now, Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Callers online, get ready. I'm going to you right now. Dan in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Thanks for everything that you do. God bless you. And Dr. Paul, I just wanted to call and inform your listeners about a huge development in the info war on Tuesday night. Dana Rohrabacher, Republican from California, went off on the New World Order. He used that term specifically. He said, this is a war between the globalists and the patriots, and he was referring to what's called H.R. 1908. This is a bill which threatens to completely destroy patent protections in the United States.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
so where was Rohrabacher when he said this?
On the floor of Congress. This was the last speech of the night on Tuesday night, and I've never seen him so upset. And, you know, usually he's pretty, you know, he follows the party line, but he's very obviously woken up, and I think that this is a call for everyone to call their congressman.
Well, that's the thing, and I've seen that bill. Everything's being gutted now. That, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they've changed the pension laws where they can take all the firemen, police, and nurses' pension funds all over the country quietly. They're just gutting everything. I've never, folks, I mean, you can see them literally looting and even pulling, I mean, let's say America was a mansion. They're pulling the wallpaper out. They're pulling the sinks out. They're pulling the fixtures out. I mean, they're even pulling walls out. They're gutting staircases. They're pulling wood ornaments out. They're getting the door frames out. I mean, they're taking the doors. They're taking the windows. They're taking the, I mean, they are gutting, and they're just wild-eyed doing it, looking at it saying, when you wake up, we got lots of cops with machine guns. I mean, you know, I don't want to start ranting about it. It's just unbelievable.
Well, we've got to all call a congressman. We've got to come to Rohrabacher's aid. Clearly, he's woken up. We need to show other people who feel the same way but aren't voting that way because of, you know, intimidation or money. We need to show them where the power truly lies, and that's with the people. And if we all show Rohrabacher and his colleagues that we're not going to stand for this bill being passed, I think that things will start going our way even more, just like with the amnesty bill.
Well, I think it's important to let them know that you fully see the illusion and the fraud, and occasionally they'll back off. I mean, with the amnesty, 90%+, they had to back off, but by fiat, they're still doing it. So we won the battle, but we're losing the overall war. I appreciate your call, but at least now we know that there's a war on. That's the problem. A lot of people don't know how dark the hour is, how late the hour, and how dark the situation is. I mean, we're in the thick of the battle for our very lives, people. The crowd running things runs China, they run Russia, they run Europe, and they've killed hundreds of millions, and they want to do it here so bad they can taste it. They call it a reorganization. And they do it by just totally wrecking everything first. And it may not even go to killing us en masse. They may not be able to ever get away with that, but they certainly are trying. But they're definitely going to try to something economically, militarily, and I can't think of a worse scenario, but isn't that Murphy's Law? I mean, if there were going to be sick criminals running things, that's the norm in history, and sure enough, there are, and here we are. At least we're having a debate about it. Paul in Nebraska, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I have a lot of things I wanted to discuss with you, but I wanted to comment on Ron Paul. I watched a replay of the debate after I got off work, and I wasn't surprised about the attacks on Ron Paul, but I thought he did very, very well in holding his own. And even after his segment on Hannity and Combs last night, and I applauded him the way he defended himself and went after Sean Hannity and the propaganda that he was spewing out like he does all the time.
I didn't see that. What did he say? We'll find the clip.
He's talking about how Ronald Reagan defended Americans, stared down the Soviet Union, and how the Soviet Union was chanting the death of America, and which was true, but a lot of countries are. That they don't have the ability to defend themselves. They do not have the ability to withstand direct attacks by our military.
Well, that's it. I mean, our military still has over 10,000 nuclear warheads and delivery systems. Israel, Ron Paul's wrong. He's using some ultra-conservative number. That's what he always does, so he's, you know, totally safe. When I say 400, that's a low number. He said 300. It's more like 800. Okay, that's the numbers coming out of Jane's weapons. They've got race-specific bioweapons. Israel has weapons right now that will kill every human on Earth, okay? So does the U.S., so does England, so does Russia. It's only a matter of time before they get released. We're just completely fried. I mean, it's just no flesh would be spared if it wasn't for God, and we got to put our trust in God. But instead of going to look, people keep saying, though, we got to see it's the church, it's the devil, it's the end of the world. I'm not about to send people into these churches. Most of these churches around here are saying worship world government, nuke everyone, make Jesus come back by nuking. There's freaked out cult members chanting worship Israel. I mean, it's some freaked out stuff. And so I don't even know what to say about what things have turned into. But it is definitely crazy.
That's true. And they talked about national ID and how that was... They said, or saying it was good for Americans to have, and it's like, no, don't you understand? This is part of the New World Order, and because I'm a Christian, and I follow as best I can and study the Bible every day, and people And people don't understand, a lot of people don't understand what is what the battle is and what's going on, like the caller before.
No, they don't. And here's an example. Well, I was thinking of an example when I was listening to you, and I forgot. I appreciate your call. See, used to, I would interrupt him when I had the idea, because then I would have the idea, and then I would, if I waited, I would go into a new thought and then forget the last idea. But see, now I try to be nice and not interrupt, so you don't get the information, folks. But have it your way. I'm trying not to interrupt anymore, and you will not get the information, the spontaneous information, ever again, probably. But so what? Now I can hardly even operate because I'm trying to grasp what that thought was. Oh, on the illegal alien issue. On the illegal alien issue. People listen to their pastors, most of them on the government payroll now, literally by FEMA and other groups, and then the federal government, the faith-based system initiative, which has been implemented, by the way, by fiat. It didn't matter if Congress said no, the court said no, Bush has said, hey, I'm buying the churches, end of story. You know, doesn't violate the First Amendment. You know, people won't read the First Amendment and find out he's a liar. But even that's a distraction. He's a puppet himself, so me even talking about Bush is a distraction. I mean, that's how deep this stuff goes. We've got to totally shift our thinking, myself included, to beat these people. But when they say we need the Real ID Act and federal standardization of driver's license and IDs, and we got to have passports to travel around the country inside the U.S. now, which they've announced, we told you that years ago, it was in the bill. Ron Paul told you that it was for American citizens to track and trace and control us. Remember earlier this year, it came out, what had been going on for at least 4 years, that Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and 800-plus lending groups, that was the AP headline in January of this year. I'd just seen it myself in the bank and then read about it a few places in banking journals. But finally it hit and became a national issue. Lou Dobbs covered it. That illegal aliens did not have to have IDs to get bank accounts. Then with that, they could get welfare. With that, they could then get everything. Housing loans, car loans, and then Homeland Security. It was a big national issue by February, and Homeland Security looked at it, and they had Homeland Security spokesman on, Lou Dobbs, and other shows, and they said, no, this is allowed. You as a citizen have got to have a national ID card and a passport to travel inside the U.S. to drive down the street, they're claiming. They got federal teams out randomly setting the precedent. That's what Homeland Security is federal police. It's martial law. It's the Gestapo, literally right out of the textbook. I mean, even the name of it. And they're doing it out in the open on purpose. This is part of an arrogant flaunting. This is rubbing it in. It's what crooks do. It's what bullies do. They're very worldly, wicked people. That's one of their Achilles' heels. So when they give you some line of bull about you got to have an ID and register to even pick your child up from school, or you've got to take all these drug tests to have a job, and you've got to be surveilled and have this ID, just point out and sue them for discrimination that illegal aliens don't have to. That'll have some effect. All right, I've only got two calls that segment because it's all they're bringing up such important issues. Let's go to one more. Kevin in New York, you're on the air.
Got a little history for you if we got time.
Sure, go ahead.
So back in the War of 1812, there was a battle here in New York on Lake Champlain.
Yeah, the British came in and shelled the city.
And they had the Navy and stuff, and they were beating back, summing it up. And they retreated back to Canada. Well, happened on 9/11 of 1814.
Yes, there wasn't. The major British flotilla burned New York to the ground and surrounding areas on 9/11.
Well, that was Plattsburgh.
Now, if my memory serves, they also attacked New York.
Yeah, well, it's just a little town up on Lake Champlain.
Now, unless my memory's failing, New York was attacked on 9/11.
Yeah.
By the British, it was shelled.
Yeah.
They burned down the White House. Remember, the first White House was in
New York.
Yeah.
But I thought that was rather interesting. Happened all on 9/11.
It did. I mean, I my memory remembers that. Yeah, you're correct. Stay there. I want to hear more. You certainly have more to add, right?
I got one more thing.
Sure, stay there. I appreciate you holding, Kevin. Joe, Robert, and others, you're up next, too. There's so many of you I want to talk to, but your points are all so important, so it's a catch-22 like everything else is, an enigma, a paradox. All right, we'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas, September 6, 2007, gold 685.20 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $707.06, $348.80 for half, $174.40 for quarter. That's $707.06, $348.80, and $174.40.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go. go back to Kevin in New York. Kevin, go ahead, sir.
Just a one, just a historical quote that I found.
Sure.
This goes applies to you and all the researchers and the listeners that are getting the word out on different topics. What we do for ourselves dies with us, but what we do for others lives for eternity.
Dude, I love that quote, and that's really true. Who said that?
Albert Pike.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
I thought you'd like that.
Well, those evil guys say a lot of things that are true, too. And even a blind pig can find an acorn. Broken clocks are right twice a day, but that's true.
I thought that was a pretty good complimenting quote for everybody's endeavors, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, that is a true quote, though. Say it again.
What we do for ourselves dies with us, but what we do for others lives for eternity.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, that's what's so dangerous about the New World Order. They know that. The New World Order will work together. The New World Order will work for future generations, and then they will sit in the seat of power themselves while they're building that larger structure up. People ask me all the time, well, why does the New World Order, you know, why do they try to build this thing when people 100 years ago knew they'd never see it? Well, they're already the ruling class. They're just expanding the current power they have. And each degree of greater power they get is greater personal power that accrues to them. And then it's generational. They pass the power on to their children, their grandchildren, their cousins. They're intermarried. I mean, when you get into the Washington and New York and London and the elite of France, the elite of Germany, it's a few thousand families. I mean, they all run together. And then generationally, it just gets to we only marry people that were in the political science department of Harvard or Yale or Georgetown. And it's just who you know. I mean, it's the elite. They run together. They even kind of look the same. I mean, you go up in areas of Connecticut where they, you know, there's the $10 million houses and it's the old money, and places around Austin, even getting these rich neighborhoods. These people look pretty much the same. I mean, and there's some people that crawl up through it and break in, but I mean, it's a type. We're literally fighting a criminal gang. It's like the mafia. When you think of the mafia, we think of Italian mafia. That's another masterstroke of their propaganda. The Italian mafia is a very small part of global organized crime, but they got a little too big for their britches in the 50s, and so a bunch of movies got made about them, and they got busted down. I mean, the real mob, folks, is flying around on Air Force One. The real mob's sitting there at Buckingham Palace. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Arizona. Joe, go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to reiterate a little bit more on what you were saying about the debate last night when, you know, people started cheering for Ron Paul. All of a sudden, it just, you know, it sounded like microphones went out, and it just sounded like a fringe.
Well, let me stop you because you brought this up, and Paul probably should have added this, but coulda, shoulda, woulda. In hindsight, you know, Paul has better articles than I would, but Paul might want to do another article. Remember last year when George Bush Sr. got booed? And yes. One TV station showed the booing, the other showed, I believe it was ESPN, faded the booing down and put in a laugh track of clapping?
Yeah.
Okay, you could hear that last night, and once you've done editing, once you've worked with video and audio, you learn to see it. And that's another, Paul did cover that, but I think he should have added some of his evidence to that. You could hear them fade it down. You could hear them ride the levels. And again, this is not America, folks. That's despicable manipulation. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, just the production of the guys in the studio riding the pots, like you were saying, up and down, adding effects to it, where when people were booing, it sounded like the booing and hissing, it sounded like the entire auditorium, but it was like they added a chorus and reverb, so it echoed out.
Yeah, we should have an article about that. To me, that's bigger than Hannity lying and saying Ron Paul's cheating. I mean, that's the worst sportsmanship you can have, that he wins, and then they say, oh, he cheated, when it's a lie. Okay, that's criminal.
I wanted to go through the TV at some point, Stern. It was disgusting, just the manipulation of the audio and visual and just everything.
Sean Hannity will go down in history as a Benedict Arnold. There is no doubt. He may even go to prison someday when it comes out how he was on the payroll and everything he's done.
Yeah, I didn't have a big enough puke bucket next to me last night.
He is an enemy of the Republic, period. He hates this country. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, keep up the good fight, Alex. God bless you, brother, and thanks for everything you do for us.
Thank you for calling in about the debate. I mean, really, there's nothing worse than little fake good boys. I mean, the guy's literally Eddie Haskell. He is a piece of filth.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Welcome back. All right, I'm going to get back into your calls, and I'm going to really try to move fast now. 1-800-259-9231. Did you see the Ron Paul presidential debate last night? Did you see just the hundreds of lies, literally, the staging events, the fraud, the defamation of his character, saying he's a cheater, we're all cheaters, just made up baloney. I guess it was staged that more than half the audience was clapping for Ron Paul, and you could hear him fade that down as they've been caught piping in cheers for George Bush when he's being booed, both junior and senior, and that's been admitted, by the way. I mean, that's propaganda right there, folks. That ought to scare everybody in this country that the media has gotten to that point. All right, I'm going to tell you about some sponsors, and we'll get back to your calls on the news. Interfood is just a fabulous sponsor. These guys have been supporting the Patriot Radio movement for years. And if you go to prisonplanet.com and click on the Interfood banner that says Botanicals right there, You can get 10% off any of their products, or when you go to their website, just be sure and go to the section where you can get that 10% discount for my listeners. Or you can simply go to enerfood.com, and they've got the Inner Food, the best green food out there, bar none, at great prices. They've got NutriCafe, healthy coffee, cocoa, milk powder, balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients in the Inner Food, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy, radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improved liver function, health, blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion, detoxing effects, colon cleansing, and it goes on and on. Let me give you their number, too. You can get the discount by calling that as well. You get 20% off on top of the 10% when you order bulk. 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or innerfood.com. And on the subject of Endgame, I'd like to hear from listeners if you can get through. We've now had two theaters full of people be able to see it. Tonight has now sold out online. I think they've got a few tickets at the door left. They offer the hour before, so you can still get in. Even last night, there were one or two seats open, because the little dirty secret is sometimes people buy tickets and don't show up. But so we had, it holds about 250. They only usually sell about 230 ticket-wise. For some reason, they keep those back for then sales. And my point is, you can get in if you want to. They say it's sold out online, but it really isn't. You can come tonight to see Endgame. I'm going to show it one more time on the 17th. And I'll be there tonight again to give a speech and take questions and comments at the end. But if you saw the film, I want to get your honest take on it. You can email us at aaron@infowars.com with your reviews. We're going to be putting those reviews up on a page in the next few weeks. We're building a website just about Endgame. It doesn't even come out until late October. I do want to hear from you on that subject. But when it comes to my films, Terror Storm, Final Cut, or 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, or Martial Law, or The Order of Death, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, two films on one disc, you can get those right here in Austin, Texas, at the Patriot Bookstore that has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of titles and videos. I mean, they've just got such a huge selection at Brave New Books. They're a sponsor, but this is a free plug. They're just great folks. You should really go down there at the end of Guadalupe. Go to their website, bravenewbookstore.com. There's a banner on prisonplanet.com, and all of my films for locals here in Austin are available there. If you're in Kansas City, you can get them at the Kansas City Bookstore. You know, I should create a list of all the bookstores and places around the country that carry my videos. It's a couple hundred of them now, little mom and pops. We need to support them. That's another project we should do if we had the staff to get it done. Just wanted to plug those fine folks as well. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. You get all 16 of my films. My book, Paul Watson's book. You can put it on disc or print it out. Hundreds of my TV shows. We're starting the TV show back up next month. My in-studio video interviews. We videotape the Sunday show. We post that. Dozens and dozens and dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, like Galen Ross's Madeline Duncan Brown, you know, JFK, Widow of LBJ, Confession. You can get, I don't know, there's just hundreds of things on there. 15 cents a day, and that just pays for the bandwidth. By the way, we're upgrading it right now, the servers, to a content distribution network to make it even better for you, even faster downloads. We're trying to improve it all the time. And I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv, because without it, we would be flat broke. That is what is putting us over the top, where we're able to finance what we're doing and not live on ramen noodle like I did in college. So thank you so much. I was able to, you know, give my staff small raises, or able to buy better equipment. And really, it's PrisonPlanet.tv that's doing that. The films, frankly, do not make their money back, I'll be honest with everybody. It's a love affair, I don't care. Because they, Terror Storm cost over $100,000 to make, and I don't even want to say how much Endgame cost, buying the footage and clearing it all and jumping through hoops and music and graphics and flying to, and paying for people in Istanbul and flying to Canada. If I got into it, it's so much I can't even believe it. But the bottom line is, I'm glad I did it, and you can support us by getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, but that isn't even the main reason to do it. It is a armory. It is an arsenal of InfoWar weapons. You can burn them to disc, burn them to DVD, TV shows, special reports, the books, the videos. Get in there and go hog wild. Buy a big stack of blank disc and just go nuts. Start burning them. And if you don't know how, it's real simple. Your neighbor can show you. You can find applications online. It's on application for a job. It's a little programs that do it. For those that have the computer savvy, do it. I mean, do not stop. Use PrisonPlanet.tv. Go crazy. They're trying to censor us on MySpace, Dig, C-SPAN, everywhere else, Google, because we are giving them one hell of a fight. We are going at their throat, and they know we're coming for them, and they know they're criminals in the New World Order. And their little minions are trying to protect the status quo. The status quo is completely insane and evil, and is threatening World War III. We cannot allow this to happen. All right, I'm now ranting. The point is, PrisonPlanet.tv is a fabulous deal. Or buy hard copies of the DVDs and books and high-quality, digital quality at Infowars.com and the secure video and bookstore shopping cart, or call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Okay, let us now go ahead and go back to the calls. Who's up next here? Robert in California, then Chris, Cody, Ryan, Glenn, and others. Go ahead, Robert.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Okay. A couple things. You notice that also in that scenario in the debate that he did put in that the Republican Guard was giving U.S. forces trouble, which means to me that they plan to be there for an awful long time.
It's just made up. The Iranians are standing down on their western border. They are admittedly under attack. 3 years ago, U.S. Special Forces were inserted into their country. That's been on the news. They're leading, quote, Mujahideen. We've heard that term before, Wahhabist, folks. They're leading in the east. They're leading true Taliban groups against the Iranian government. In the west, they're leading Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia and Iraq against them. And then, what, 3 months ago, the White House announced that they are funding, quote, insurgents against them. And then you looked at the commander of the big five groups, and it's the number three listed by the FBI and al-Qaeda. I mean, it's al-Qaeda publicly working for our dirtbag government, these hijackers, and then they've got the nerve to sit up there on Fox News, that piece of trash, that fake, I mean, he's a piece of filth. He sits up there knowing he's lying, while our government runs al-Qaeda, as usual, against the Iranians, lying about them. I mean, that is too rich. Is it not too rich?
Oh, it's very rich, but, you know, just even when they come up with these scenarios, they show that we're going to be involved in this and for a very long time. The other thing is that, you know, you got to really, you stepped up to the plate, and that's what I notice. And sometimes I hear when people calling you a leader, and you are a leader. I mean, you exude that presence as a leader and know how to take charge and command. So sooner or later, you might have to step up your notch a little bit, as we all do.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, I understand history a little bit, and I am an aggressive person, and I know who the enemy is, but I'm trying to lead by getting other people to activate and be leaders, and I try to build up other talk show hosts. I try to build up other organizations. 9 times out of 10, they're so mentally ill and so modern American, they don't even understand allegiance. They don't understand camaraderie. They don't understand people working together. And so they think, oh, I'll just stab Alex in the back and I'll be the big cheese. They don't know it's a responsibility. It's a lot of hard work. It's not fun at the end of the day. And so I just have to abandon them as I move forward trying to find people who want to be leaders. In this fight, we need to energize each other and create other leaderless resistance all over the country, and lots of little and medium-sized groups that are following a basic manifesto of liberty and freedom. I mean, sure, I could start some organization and have chapters in every town and you know, try to get people doing something like that, and that might be effective. But overall, I really think that'd be the last straw if I did that. They'd probably come after me because that's a weakness as soon as you do that. But having thousands of groups, just coordinated by their basic understanding of liberty and freedom, but not getting any central order, it's like an organism that has thousands of brains and thousands of hearts. You cannot kill it. And it's kind of like the internet, has so many nodes and so many connections. It's designed, to be hard to kill. That's what we need, and that's what's actually developed and what's been created. It is great responsibility to be a leader.
Right.
And, I mean, there's a lot of things I want to do. The problem is there's so many flakes and so many people that don't recognize even my basic ideas I have that I know will work for this movement. And so if I spent all my time trying to make people do what I said, I wouldn't even have time to even put out my information.
That's true. And a lot of times it takes a little bit of humility to accept somebody else's leadership. It's the thing. I think you hit the nail on the head. As too many people are out for their own selves, much like Saul was after David's anointing, but he couldn't get it because it wasn't given to him. But his son Jonathan understood that David had something that was true and rich, and that's why they loved each other as one soul, not in this perverted way as they might put a spin on it, but as something whole.
They were brotherly love.
Right, and there was like one scene where Jonathan gave him his own cloaks and his own thing because he recognized that he was next in line as the succession, and so he was given his princely garb as a token of this is what I see coming, forthcoming. And so a lot of people don't recognize that and other people, and it is. It's sort of the egotistical maniac who's also doesn't feel good about himself, and the only way he can feel good about himself is put somebody else down or steal his ideas.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. And that's the great thing, though. People revel in thinking they've stolen ideas that I've come up with or things I do. I don't care. I hope everybody takes everything I do, and I hope they duplicate it and make it better. Because Lord knows I don't have all the answers, and I'm not the best at this. Frankly, I wish that I was a farmer and just had 10 children and was, out there in the beautiful outdoors all day. I mean, that's what I like to do. And or a carpenter. I mean, I like doing things like that. I do not like having to stomp around and fight with people and have mindless police come over and tell me I can't videotape in America. It tears my heart out when they do it. I feel sorry for them. I look in their dim little eyes and, realize how destroyed they are. And at the same time, but that's the way the world is. The world's very wicked. And there's all these people who want to be leaders. They do anything to be leaders. They do anything to have newspaper reporters at their office every day and TV crews at their office every week. And really, once you actually have that happen, you find out it's just a big headache. And it just makes people hate you more that you're getting attention. Because in this sick Madison Avenue society, they think that it's somehow fun and wonderful and like another universe. Oh, if you're in a movie, or you make movies, or you're a rock and roll star, or you're the weatherman, it must be wonderful. There must be people know who you are. It means nothing. But if a lot of people in this movement who want to be leaders, and boy, there's quite a few of them, you can hear them trying so hard. If they would actually try to do the work in the fight against the New World Order, and if that was their goal, and if that was what actually drove them, then they would have the success in the fight against the New World Order, and then they would have people follow them, which is not, again, for the right type of person, that isn't fun. For the egomaniacs in government, and the worldly people, like Governor Rick Perry, or George Bush, or Hillary Clinton, they love it. They revel in going to balls at the White House and being called Knight Commander of the Order of the Garter. And we've got this video of Colin Powell just reveling and announcing his title. I don't want to put on a black outfit and a bunch of medals and walk around and have people look at me. I mean, I'm sorry. It doesn't float my boat. I want to be left alone. But we have to realize that there is the people who want to be left alone and live their lives and just have a family and be and have love. And, you know, sit there and read a book and pet your dog and pet your Boston Terrier and sit in front of a fire. Or go elk hunting in Colorado and get up at 5 a.m. and ride horses up a mountain. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I want to do. Or haul out a big telescope my dad's got, you know, out into the countryside and look at Jupiter and Saturn. I mean, that's what I'm into. And that gets back into Madison Avenue. They make you feel inadequate, and then they hold up these symbols of if you had these, you'd be adequate. If you look like Jessica Simpson, if you're a woman, then you'd be fulfilled. But until you do, you won't be. And then you just live your short life out and never are even happy because you're so busy being insecure, and you're always chasing phantoms that are being offered to you by the media and by the culture. All there to make you feel inadequate, so they can not even sell you something. That's only a small part of it. That's the bait on the hook. The establishment doesn't even care about that. The point is they just want you diverted and distracted. But I tell you, there are billions of good people on this planet. They're just not activated. They're not aware of the threat. They're not focused. They're not engaged. And all you have to do is unlock their minds. Take the blinders off. Raise them up and turn them loose. That's what I've always felt my calling is in my soul, is to activate others. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom Dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
It's hard to shut down this song. It's just good for the soul, isn't it?
Oh, 6 long years I've been in trouble. No pleasure here on earth I find.
Welcome back. Let's go back to your calls. I'm going to keep taking your calls. Richard Gage is coming up. New developments up on PrisonPlanet.com. Headline, CBS anchor said WTC7 collapse resembled demolition. And that's just one more to hundreds, but we'll go into that info. Right now, let's go to Chris in Florida, then Cody, Ryan, Glenn. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I got a question for you, but first a few points on how Ron Paul is the front runner. You check out Alexa, you can see that he's way ahead of all the other campaign websites, followed by Mitt Romney, way down. There's Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson, Rudy, then McCain, and then Tancredo and Huckabee.
They've had, 15 different straw polls? I was counting them up this morning. I maybe one or two more, or maybe one less, but 15 or so straw polls. He has won all of those but three, and he's come in second and third place in the others, and then fifth and one. And then let me expand on that. He has more MySpace friends than all other
40,000
Republicans combined. He's won every major poll but a Fox News poll. He was winning until they closed the poll. Then he came in second place. He has more web traffic than all the Republican candidates' websites together. And the list goes on and on. And then at that deal in New Hampshire, the Fox debate, second Fox debate, there are thousands of people in there. More than half are clapping for him. There's evidence right there, prima facie. It just goes on and on.
Absolutely. And he just broke 40,000 members for all his meetup.com groups, and all the others together are about 200. And as you mentioned, the straw polls, I'm just looking at all these different indicators, and not just in my community. There all the signs. There aren't any signs.
Las Vegas has looked at it, and they have to be right because it's betting. And they said, look, if he was to get the nomination, he could beat Hillary. He's the only one that can beat Hillary. And that's why the Republicans and Fox aren't going to let him. She's the one. She's going to get the baton. Rupert Murdoch's behind her. And that's just the end of it, and they're going to cheat and do whatever they have to make sure he doesn't win. We have to, though, put in the good fight and at least show everybody how it's a fraud.
Well, as you pointed out, Rupert Murdoch at the Davos Switzerland World Economic Forum this past January, as you have on your site, where he admitted to trying to push the Bush administration's agenda in the Middle East. And, of course, he tries to downplay that by saying he hasn't been very successful. But anybody who follows that Fox News agenda is following the Bush administration agenda. So I just need to point that out to people that, you know, these neocons or these talkers.
Stay there. I want you to finish up, then we'll get to everybody else. And Richard Gage is coming up. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.